Observe.
That's my wife, Debbie.
Nice to meet you.
What's you? What's your name, sir?
Sid.
Sid. I'm James.
Nice to meet you.
So we believe that Jesus Christ is our Sabbath rest, and so we don't hold to any one day. So we're not Sabbatarians. We reject Sunday as the Lord's Day. It's one of the reasons why, one of the many reasons why we're not evangelical. They've turned Sunday into the Lord's Day. That was handed down by the Roman Catholics. But we don't believe that Saturday applies to the Gentile, spiritual Gentile, spiritual Israel, whatever you want to call us. We don't believe that applies to us today because we are in Christ every day. He's our rest. And I always teach people this, and I don't know what your faith background is, but, you know, in the evangelical and Roman Catholic world, they say he died on Friday and he rose again on Sunday morning.
They don't follow the sign of God in my mind.
Yeah, and what I always tell people...
Sabbath was not given to the Jews. Sabbath was right at the beginning of creation.
And well,
he got away with that, and he said, this is set aside.
So you're a Sabbatarian?
Well, no, I just finished. I bought a book the other day. I got a book at a rummage sale, The History of the Sabbath. It was really interesting. We worship on Saturday.
Okay, and you can worship any day you want. It's not a problem. We Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. But don't call Sunday the Lord's Day. And I would say, when it comes to the Sabbath, here's what I would say to you. And I have on my website, don'tperish.com, I'm not only an evangelist, but God's called me to teach too. So I've got thousands of articles on my website for free. We don't take anybody's money. I retired early. We live in our camper van. We travel all over. I fund myself. We preach. I have thousands of articles. If you look under Hebrew Roots or if you look under Sabbath on my teaching blog, you will find articles on that. And I would lovingly disagree with you, and I would say this, that while we see a sign of a Sabbath in the beginning when God says he created and he rested, the Sabbath was not instituted, and Moses says this was given to us. And we see the first sign of people keeping a Sabbath was Israel. We don't see it with Noah.
When did they keep it?
Yeah. What do you mean, sir?
When did they start keeping it?
Well, would it be in the book of Exodus?
Right, but when?
I believe it's Exodus.
Was given?
I believe it's Exodus 16 is where it's first instated.
So before he gave the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Okay, so then that was...
It was given to the nation of Israel.
That they were looking at something. Right. It was given before that, and they were observing it before he handed it.
Well, that's hearsay. I don't think that's true because we don't see any evidence of a man observing a Saturday Sabbath. But let's go forward with it. Let's go forward with it. So we have God resting. Then we have Noah. We don't see Noah doing any Sabbath. Then we have everyone from Noah to Israel, Moses' time. We don't see anyone keeping a Sabbath. Abraham didn't keep a Saturday Sabbath. We see Moses getting... Hold on.
You're reading into the... Yeah, you're reading into what is not there.
Well, I'm just telling you what isn't there. We don't see it. You can say it is, but it isn't.
Did we see clean and unclean before that?
Well, actually, God told Noah in Genesis 9 that you can eat from every living thing. The only stipulation that I carry for food as a Gentile, okay, is to not eat blood. That was echoed in Genesis 9. God said, you can eat of every living thing, but don't eat blood. That comes all the way into the New Testament in Acts 15, where the Judaizers are trying to get the Gentiles to keep Torah law, Moses law. And in Acts 15, James and all the apostles said, we did not command them to keep the law of Moses. And they gave us four things. I love to teach this. They gave us
four things. Do any of them have anything to do with salvation?
Yeah, hold on.
No, do any of those four things have anything
to
do with salvation?
God has to do with salvation.
Okay, so
obeying God, but let me give you the four things.
Throwing one of them out and saying that I'm good there.
No, I'm not throwing it out. I rest in Christ. He is my Sabbath.
Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy.
He is my Sabbath, okay? And that word olam forever.
The Sabbath.
Yep. For that word olam, people say it means forever. It meant throughout your generations. And let me keep going. So those four things he gives us were echoed in Genesis, all right, before Torah law, okay, they were all echoed. No sexual immorality, no idols, no eating blood. So I do keep some Old Testament things, pre-Torah. I don't keep Torah. We're not Torah root keepers. And then you come to the New Testament, and there's no instruction to the Gentiles to keep a Saturday Sabbath. The Jews were continuing to do what they did. Paul, in some cases, now this, I deal with a lot of Hebrew, you know what Hebrew roots is. Be careful. That's a cult. It is. It really is.
Why would you say that?
Well, because they're bringing back what God did not instate for us. But what a lot of them say is they say, well, see, Paul did the Sabbath, Saturday Sabbath, and he was doing this. And that's true in some cases. But I always say to them, well, in your eyes, Paul broke Torah. And they go, oh, no, Paul would ever break Torah. Yeah, Paul broke Torah. Because he says right in his writings, for 13 years, I did not go to Jerusalem. Then I once again went to Jerusalem. What did a Jewish man in that day and time commanded? What did he have to do every year?
Supposed to go for the feast.
He's supposed to go to Jerusalem. Paul did not keep the feast. Paul was out traveling, preaching. You know what he was preaching?
He was preaching
Christ crucified.
He went to the feast a lot.
He didn't go back to Jerusalem.
He didn't. He said, I must.
For 13 years, he didn't.
Any way possible, make it for the feast.
One time he did, and so he was a Jew. He was a Jew to the Jews. He was a Gentile to the Gentiles. And go read Galatians 2. I love to teach this. Galatians 2, this is a...
Okay, let me ask you one question.
Can I teach this?
Let me ask you one question. Can Paul overwrite anything that either God or Jesus said?
Well, when Paul speaks, that is God and Jesus speaking.
If Paul is in conflict with their teaching, can Paul do that?
Well, Paul is speaking. When Paul is speaking, it is Jesus and the Creator speaking. There is no conflict. He's in harmony. Are you saying Paul spoke in conflict?
I'm saying if you read Paul that he spoke in conflict
with
the
Old Testament. You're reading him wrong. In Galatians 2, he shows up and Paul says, I withstood Peter to his face because he was in the wrong. What was Peter in the wrong about? It tells you right in Galatians 2. Go read it. It's a nail in the coffin of Hebrew roots. Here's what he says. He says, why is it you live as the manner of the Gentiles? And then when the Jews show up, you run back to be like a Jew and you cause them to stumble. Peter was living like a Gentile. After Acts 10, he realized things had faded. Eating like them.
No, absolutely not. Because in his vision, he said, I have never eaten anything
clean. Right, and God said, I've made it all clean now.
Was he lying?
He made it all clean now. You can not eat pork if you want. You can eat pork if you want.
When did he make
Jesus said, it's not what goes in your mouth, it's what comes out that defiles you. When did who make it clean?
When did he make pork clean?
Well, Acts 10 would be a good indication when God gives him the sign and the white sheet comes down and he says, all things are clean. Right?
No, he doesn't.
And then another good
Peter
sign.
Peter said, I've never eaten anything common or unclean. He said, you're right, you haven't.
There's
a whole half the world out there that I haven't called unclean and you are. That's what that was
Peter,
about and that's what the meaning of it is. And he says it twice.
Peter hasn't. And
if
also,
you that,
again,
you're,
Acts 15.
You're trying to skip something.
No, I'm not skipping anything. Acts 15 does not tell the Gentiles. If what the Hebrew roots people say is true, I just refuted one online. Jim Staley. You know who Jim Staley is?
I do.
False teacher. Go look at my testing of him. False New Age teacher. He's right from around here. Embezzled money, comes back, he's a teacher again. The Hebrew community is accepting him. How wicked and corrupt. Paul says, let nobody involved in filthy lucre.
Have you ever looked into that?
Yes, I did. And he admitted he did it.
How do you do it?
He did it. He admitted he did it.
He was working for a company.
Are you defending Jim Staley?
I'm saying that what he did there, the company came back against him. He was doing what the company told him to do. He didn't embezzle any money.
Did he break federal laws?
He didn't embezzle any money.
He broke federal laws.
He did, but he didn't.
There you go. So he broke federal laws. Yeah, okay. And Paul says no man involved with a bad reputation should be a leader, and no man involved in filthy lucre. Staley, guilty on both accounts. But that's Jim Staley. You can look up my testing. I just put it up of him. The point is, if what Hebrew roots say is true, and it's not,
it is.
The Holy Spirit and my God, and Paul speaking through Paul, failed miserably because nowhere in the New Testament does it teach the Gentiles to do what you guys say. How come you don't? I was just going to say, why don't you wear tassels? You're wearing tassels. So how come you don't have a phylactery in the middle of your head? Because God instructed that too.
Where does he say that
at? I believe it's Deuteronomy. He said, hang it between your... a frontlet between your eyes to remind you of the things
of
God.
Keep the laws.
He said, hang it there. And how come, I have a question. Genesis 3, God kills an animal, sheds blood. It's the archetype of the first sacrifice. God puts us in tunic-like garments. Never changed. All the priests did, all the Israelites did, all the apostles did, all the prophets did, Jesus did. Everybody wore a tunic-like garment. How come the Hebrew roots guys, even like Jim Staley, can walk around, and his daughters and his wives walk around showing their forms off when God said, this is our holy temple. We're supposed to keep it according to how God ordained. God acted. The fourth thing he did after man fell, bam, he kills an animal and puts us in a garment to cover us up. Everybody today shows off their forms and their bodies. It's not godly. You know what it is? Here's the key. It's not Torah roots keeping, Hebrew. It's not Torah keeping. You know what it is? It's Torah dabbling. You guys are dabbling in Torah. Are you stoning false teachers?
I think about it sometimes. They don't like us doing
really. Did Paul tell us to stone false teachers?
Did Paul stone any false teachers?
Yeah. Did he tell us to?
Did he stone any?
No.
He did.
Did he tell us
did
to?
Did they stone any in the Old Testament?
Did he tell us to?
Did they stone any in the Old Testament?
They stoned men for picking up sticks on the Sabbath.
They did?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Who told them to do that?
God did. That's the Torah law. Okay. How about rebellious children? You stoning any rebellious children? How about sodomites? We got them running all over. You stoning them? Ridiculous.
We did.
Absolutely ridiculous. The Hebrew roots, my articles, I've been waiting for any Hebrew roots man to send me line by line and refute what I teach on there, because I just use God's word. It is, you know when it came along? It came along in about the last 30 years. And you know what helped Hebrew roots heresy rise up? This will help you.
Yeah, it's not Hebrew roots heresy.
Yeah, it's Hebrew roots heresy. Oh, it's Hebrew roots heresy. It's heresy. You know what it is? The internet. It rose up in the 90s about the same time the internet came up, and they all jumped on the internet, and it just skyrocketed up like crazy from there.
There's a lot of things that's got
to No, name me one major faith system like Hebrew roots that started in the 90s and skyrocketed up. Name one. Baptists started a long time ago. Jehovah's Witnesses a long time ago. Mormons a long time ago.
You can throw a lot.
Hebrew roots.
People that are being called back to his roots.
Hebrew roots.
Being called back to the roots of the faith.
We're not being called back. You know what we're supposed to do? We're to be preach Christ crucified. Paul preached Christ crucified. And you know what Paul said in the book of Philippians? He said Paul was the Jew of Jews, the Pharisee of Pharisees, whatever you want to call him. Some scholars say he was studying to be the next high priest under, what was it, Gamaliel? He could have been the next high priest. Paul says, everything I learned under the law and everything I learned is all dung compared to keeping Hebrew roots today. No. Knowing Christ. And Paul,
and being obedient.
Paul preached Christ crucified.
Being obedient to his instructions.
Paul preached Christ crucified. I just did a testing of Jim Staley. Jim Staley spoke on how to share your faith for an hour and 18 minutes. You can go listen to my audio. I just put it up yesterday. It's on the front page. It's amazing to God is so, we, you know, I just wish, this is for you probably. You know why? We just came from the middle of nowhere to come to the middle of nowhere. And I said, I don't even know why we're here, Lord. I had no direction. I don't know why we're here. My wife is my testimony to this. And I said, we have to go and be faithful. I think we need to go in that direction. I just got done putting up the testing of Jim Staley. Have not had him on my radar for many, many years. He was brought up to me recently. I just finished the teaching on his false gospel that he teaches. And I run into you in the middle of nowhere. In 1 hour and 18 minutes, he's teaching people how to share the faith. Never mentions repentance one time, except at the end, he told his people, you need to repent because you're not witnessing enough and bringing more people in the body. So he could collect $10,000 a month and live in a $1 million house. He wants more people. He tells people, you got to give me your 10%. He never doesn't teach them to call repentance, never spoke about being born again. Never talked about holiness and obedience. And he mentioned in an hour,
about that a lot.
In an hour and 18 minutes, not in this teaching he didn't, in an hour and 18 minutes, he mentioned the blood of Christ twice. And he vaguely mentioned it one time and said, well, he's our propitiation, but he didn't preach it. Go read Paul. Every place you see Paul use the word gospel, either right there, right before it, or right after it, right before it, or right after it, Christ crucified. Paul focused on Christ crucified, not Hebrew roots, Torah keeping.
I'm not preaching Hebrew roots. I'm saying
you're saying
we don't need to be obedient to anything.
You are. No, we're of course we do. We have the law.
You're not doing a whole lot different than the guys saying, come down to the front altar,
no,
sign
look
the cross.
At us.
You got your
we obey the law.
You got your fire insurance paid up, you're good to
go. No, look at us. We obey the law. We're not adulterers.
We're
not immoral.
We're
not of the world.
To do it?
Because you can't keep Torah today. It's not for us. You can't even keep it. You admit you don't even keep it. You don't dress it. You don't go to Jerusalem. You can't keep the festivals. You don't kill animals.
There's things that are only applicable in the land.
God says you'll celebrate it at my appointed place. The appointed place is Jerusalem. Why are you guys not all selling your stuff and going to Jerusalem once a year? God said that's my appointed place to go do it. It's hypocrisy. You're Torah dabblers. You're not Torah keepers. And you lose the focus.
You go ahead and say whatever you want.
Yeah. You're not obedient. You lose the focus. Of Christ crucified, most Hebrew root people I met, I don't know about you, I don't know you well enough, most of the ones I meet, they don't have the fruit of being born again. They're dabbling, they're doing parties. There's a guy not far from here, I'll mention him, you might know, Zach Bauer.
Yeah.
Got testing him too. Put Zach Bauer exposed, my testing comes up, I think, second or third on Google.
I'll tell him to test you.
You know Zach Bauer?
I do.
You do. You tell Zach Bauer, Jim from Don't Perish, you met him. Ask Zach Bauer, can I get drunk at the festivals? He says yes on the internet. I prove it. He can get drunk at the festivals. He's a wicked man.
I'll tell you what.
Sorry his wife passed away.
Scripture says,
sorry his wife passed away, but he's a wicked man.
Sell what you got if it's too far to carry your stuff and go there and you can buy anything you
drunkenness.
Want.
Drunkenness.
Strong I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm against it.
Drunkenness.
I don't know about drunkenness.
The Bible says if a man teaches wrong, we're to reject him, not embrace him. Do you gather with him?
I don't know if he says drunkenness or not.
It's right on my website. He says, I have no problem with people getting drunk at the festivals.
Yeah, I do.
Really? Do you unite to him?
Huh?
Are you with that group?
What group?
Zach Bauer's group.
No, I'm not. I live over here about 10 miles.
Zach Bauer's down the road a ways, right?
We didn't have him come up and speak at
Arkansas. Okay. Well, yeah, look up my testing him, too. He teaches many false ways that are not applicable. He is a unbiblical man that's been deceived. What I wanted to say was the Hebrew Roots came along in the 90s with a heat magazine called Hebrew Roots. It really comes out of Ellen White. It comes from Ellen White and Seventh-day Adventism. Yeah, absolutely true.
Absolutely.
They were keeping Saturday Sabbath, and Herbert W. Armstrong came along and was keeping a few, and then his son Garner Ted Armstrong came along, and when they broke up, it, like a hand grenade, broke out, and now you got all these scattered Hebrew root groups
trying to understand the word because they have been called.
They don't understand the word.
I've been in the church.
Go read Acts. It doesn't tell Gentiles to keep Torah. It tells us the four things to keep.
How are you going in? Are you going in? Are you going to be?
How am I going in? Where?
Well, on the New Jerusalem, there's 12 gates named after the 12 tribes. We're grafted in, adopted in.
Absolutely, we're grafted into Christ. Absolutely, I'm grafted into Christ. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So is there a new?
But you wait before you go on to that. No, you haven't covered the other stuff.
Is there a new organization?
You haven't covered the other stuff.
Ecclesia that is new.
Oh, we love the ecclesia, not the church, not the body. The ecclesia is the called out ones. But you know what? Before I go even further with all that, you got to cover these other things. You're not living biblically. Before I would take,
sure I'm trying.
Before I would, well, you're not. Before I would take teaching from you, yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not if you're eating pork.
Name my sin. I don't even like pork, but it's you can eat it.
You
can eat it.
You can
eat it. Absolutely. My articles.
When he's as clear,
my articles prove it.
Do you have any? Do this.
Do you have anywhere I could read your teachings?
Do I have anywhere? No, I got.
Okay, so you're not a teacher.
I have 23 grandkids right now that I'm teaching.
So, okay, so you're not a teacher online or anything. So, here's what I encourage you to do. You can contact me, read my teachings. When you can refute what I'm saying, and plus you associate with guys that are drunkards. Guys that are drunkards. You associate with guys that promote drunkenness. You need to repent of that.
Okay, I'll try that.
Contact me. My website's full of articles.
God changes, okay? He says, I change not.
God never changes, but how he deals with man. Are you killing sheep?
He says he
how he deals with man changes. Are you killing sheep? Are you still killing sheep today?
I do. I eat a lot of them.
He came up to us, by the way. Are you killing sheep? God doesn't change, but how he deals with man changes. Christ, our Lamb of God. Right? Christ crucified is the main point. Not pork. Not Saturday Sabbath. Here's one for you. This guy's listening.
Keeping his law.
There'll be no Sabbath in heaven.
There sure will.
You know why?
There sure will.
There will not. You know why? Because Christ is the sun and the light, and it's always daylight. You need sundown to sundown for Sabbath. Praise God. I'd like to hear from you sometime. We love you, but you need to repent.
Okay.
You need to repent.